Maria will start by logging in as the admin. We've already entered her ID and password, so click the Login button. Now click Setup to display the Salesforce Setup page. We'll enter Debug in the Quick Find box to locate the Debug Logs function in the Administration menu. Now click Debug Logs. When the Debug Logs page displays, you can see that the debug log that was created has been added to the Debug Logs section of the page. The name of the user is shown, as well as the request type and the application type. An operation number was automatically assigned to the debug log, and the status shows as success. The duration and debug log size are also displayed, as well as the time the debug log was started. There are three actions that Maria can take with this debug log. She can view the log on screen, she can download the log to save or print it, or she can delete the log. Click View to see the debug log that was created as we performed the transaction. The debug log that was created displays. Click the scroll bar to show more of it. Now let's explain the components of the debug log to Maria. Although the type and amount of information in a debug log depends on the trace flag settings, the format of a debug log is always the same. Click inside the highlighted area to learn about this component of the debug log. Each debug log starts with a header, which contains the version of the API that was used during the transaction. In this log, the version is 35.0. The header also includes the filters, the log categories and levels, that were selected for the log during the trace flag setup. Now click inside the highlighted area to learn about this component. Each debug log includes a number of execution units. Each execution unit is equivalent to a transaction and contains information about everything that occurred within that transaction. Each execution unit begins with execution started and ends with execution finished. Now click inside the highlighted area to learn about the next component. Within each transaction, there are code units. Each code unit represents a discrete unit of work within the transaction, such as a trigger, a validation rule, an approval process, or a workflow invocation. Each code unit begins with code unit started and ends with code unit finished. Click inside the highlighted area to learn about this component. Inside the code units are log lines, which indicate what individual codes or rules are being executed. Each log line has two parts, a timestamp that shows when the event was executed, and an event identifier that describes the event. Now we want to help Maria locate the error that displayed during the transaction. Click the scroll bar to move farther down the debug log. Now Maria can see the error and the time that it occurred. There's also a short statement about what caused the error. Required fields are missing. With this information, Maria can look at the process and determine a solution herself, or she can also look for documentation that describes the problem and a recommended solution. Now that we've given Maria some understanding of the components of the debug log, click the scroll bar to move back to the top of the screen. To return to the debug logs page, click Back to List Debug Logs. You have shown Maria how to create and view a debug log. Now click Next to continue the course.